It's Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Max Cavalera. How are you?
Good. Good to be talking to you.
It's great to have you back on the show. We're here to talk about the latest Killer Be Killed record, which is called Reluctant Hero. And the release of the record was completely unexpected. What was the purpose of making it such a surprise?
Well, we kind of talk about that between me, Troy, and Greg and Ben. Was like, we've been working on this thing for like 5 years, you know, very, very quietly. Nobody really knew about it, but we've been going at it kind of like maybe twice, 3 times a year with all these jam sessions and accumulating songs. And at some point, I think it might have been even Greg's idea. He said, man, wouldn't that be cool if we keep this thing as quiet as possible? And then out of the blue, we just drop a song out and just kind of like, you know, like a bomb exploding. Like nobody would be ready for it, you know? And I love that idea. I thought that was cool. It was real hard for me to keep quiet because I wanted to tell everybody how good the songs were going, and you know I'm a big mouth, you know, it's hard to keep my mouth shut. But I made a deal with the guys, so you know every time we did an interview, people asked like, there's nothing going on with Killer Be Killed, and that was total. There was a lot going on actually. we were recording, writing, doing all kinds of stuff. And I think it was cool because sometimes I think, especially this day and age with the internet, if you tell people you're doing something, it can become a little bit that people can maybe get bored with it. You know, if they knew we were coming with a record, they maybe would be less surprised or bored. But because nobody knew about it, it was like, people didn't even know the band was even going anymore. People thought that was one album and we're done, you know. And then we dropped that song out of the blue, and that was cool. I think it was it worked. The evil plan actually worked.
Max Cavalera with us. The latest record from Killer Be Killed is out now. It's called Reluctant Hero. Here's a tune from it: Deconstructing Self-Destruction. It's Full Metal Jackie. Max Cavalera is my guest on the show this week. We're talking about the latest Killer Be Killed record, which is called Reluctant Hero. And enjoyment seems to be the purpose of Killer Be Killed. How is your creative spirit different when you're making music just for fun?
I enjoy all things metal related because I'm just such a nerd, metal freak person. I love everything about it, you know, like... I'm most comfortable when I'm either in the studio or on the stage. That's where, like, those are my sanctuaries, you know. Those are places where I found true happiness. So, just to be involved, I mean, Killer Be Killed is a bit different. I get to really dive in with the guys and really share all the thoughts with them, either riffs or lyrical ideas. It's really divided. All of us bring stuff to the table, and it's really fun. And in some songs, I don't have to do much. Sometimes I only have 2 lines in a song. Other songs, I'll sing a little more. But I'm heavily involved in the riffs. I love contributing to the riffs of the record, and it's just fun. Yeah, every project I get involved with, no matter if it's Soulfly, Cavalera, whatever it is, I just really just go full on because you gotta live the moment, you know. We're not gonna be here forever, and if you don't enjoy it and really get true happiness through it, don't do it, you know. So everything I get involved, I go full on, and I really try to enjoy as much as I can and really you know, have fun with it as much, and also take it seriously. You know, I want to make the best thing I can make for whatever it is that's in front of me. But I definitely enjoy the Killer Be Killed process. It's a bit different from Soulfly and Cavalera. You know, kind of more divided with the other guys, and I really enjoy that.
Max Cavalera with us. We're talking about Killer Be Killed and Reluctant Hero, their latest record that came out back in November. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden, Pantera. Up next, Jamie Jossa of Hatebreed checking in for Jossa's weekly pick from the pit, and more with my guest, Max Cavalera. It's Full Metal Jackie, Max Cavalera with us on the show this week. Max, every group has its own unique dynamic. What makes the relationship with Greg, Troy, and Ben different from any of your other bands?
Well, we kind of feel that when we get together in Killer Be Killed, I was talking about that with Greg, it feels a bit like we're back at being youngsters, you know, like when we were 17, 18, and you just grab a bunch of buddies that you like the same kind of stuff, and you hang out and make music with them. That's the kind of the feeling that we get. So it's not really about anything else but that. We even joke say that if you went to school together, we probably end up hanging out with Troy and Greg if you were in the same school. But we weren't. At the time I was in Brazil, they were here. But the feeling that we get is very similar to that kind of feeling that I got when I was 17, 18, which is kind of like really fun to be part of something that's so stress-free. It doesn't really have like outside stress much, you know. We don't really have to write anything forced that we don't want to. Everything we put on the record and the songs is what we want to. And on the other side, I'm also big fans of these guys, you know. I love all the works from all of the guys, you know, either be Mastodon, Dillinger, Greg's solo project, or Converge. I'm a big fan, so I get to play with some of my heroes, and you know, they feel similar to that. So all in all, it's just you know, when we get together, it's always a good time, and we always really enjoy making it. And it's really surprising for most of the time. It's Killer Be Killed from the beginning was always a surprise element. The first time we sang all together, we're all went, it was like a whole moment, like, whoa, what is this, you know, because we never done it before. And then the second record came, like, let's beat the first record. And I truly believe we did. I think Reluctant Hero is a bigger, more broader, more powerful record. So just really enjoy the hanging out part with those guys, and also definitely the music side.
Max Cavalera is my guest on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Pantera, Anthrax, and more with Max. It's Full Metal Jackie. Max Cavalera with us on the show this week. We're talking about Killer Be Killed's recent record, which is called Reluctant Hero. And making the first Killer Be Killed album was unfamiliar territory for all of you. In what ways were your roles more defined when making Reluctant Hero?
I think we knew each other better in many ways from experience, the first record. Because Killer Be Killed really started, it was just me and Greg first. We did a bunch of demos. That was just me and him. And it really became, it was like an evolving thing when we got Troy inside and then evolve into something else. And then by the time we start doing the sessions for Reluctant Hero, I just knew there's so much potential in here, and it's something that we should take full advantage of the musicianship that all of us have. So I just wanted everybody to be more involved, because the first record, half of it was just me and Greg. It was before Troy joined the band. And Reluctant Hero is full on everybody. Is part of it. It's part of the experience. So it's a very sharing kind of a record. Everybody had thoughts and ideas, and we just put all together. And I'm really proud of the final result.
Max Cavalera with us. Killer Be Killed's latest record is called Reluctant Hero, and it's out now. Coming up next, New music from I Hate God and their latest record, A History of Nomadic Behavior. By the way, I hosted a listening party for that one with the guys last month, a virtual one, of course. If you missed it, you can check it out on Revolver Magazine's Facebook page. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock next as well for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Max Cavalera. It's Full Metal Jackie. Max Cavalera with us this week. Reluctant Hero, the latest record from Killer Be Killed, is out now. And Killer Be Killed is unique because there are three extremely distinct vocalists in the band. What do you like most about the contrast between you, Troy, and Greg?
I like the idea that it shouldn't work, but it does. It's one of those things that you kind of like, if you put on paper and you kind of look at it, you'd be like, nah, this is not gonna work, this is a horrible idea, you know. And then you do it, and we realized that on the first record, and it was awesome to hear the voices together because they were so distinct and different and very original. You know, all of us have very original, unique voices, and I think it's kind of even like fun for the fan to hear the record, and like they know each who's singing on each part because of the, like I said, they are such different voices. But I always loved from the beginning the idea of three guys. We're hoping Ben will start singing, so we have four vocalists on the next record. He's taking vocal lessons right now, but I think it's just really cool to hear the voices change from one guy to the other. It's like, it's not just a voice, it's a personality that comes in. So sometimes, like, I don't sing to like half of the song, and then when I sing in, like, the song becomes a little heavier and nastier. It's just the natural way of my voice coming in, cutting in with the other guys. And it was funny when we were making the Reluctant Hero, there was a reference that I think was Greg that said that Troy and Greg put all the pretty vocals first, and then I just come with a big old tank and run over all the pretty stuff that they did. And I thought that was pretty funny. It was like a good analogy of it. But yeah, I loved the sitting with them, doing lyrics with them was cool. I learned a lot from that. And then again, like, the originality of the vocals is always something that cuts through the records, and especially on Reluctant Hero, I think it's really well divided how we share the riffs and then who sings on what. It's a very crazy process. Like, there's, you can claim the riff if you like the riff, or somebody's a suggestion, like, oh, you should sing on these, or somebody should sing on that.
Reluctant Hero, the latest record from Killer Be Killed, is out now. Max Cavalera with us. Max, thank you so much for taking the time. It was great to chat with you, and, you know, wish you and your family well, and hope to see you guys out again sometime soon. Hopefully this year, maybe next year.
Yeah, thank you. And I love the name. Full Metal Jackie is a great name.
Thank you.
it's very, very original and metal. You know, I love the movie too. But
thank you.
Thanks for having me. And I hope I'll see you guys on tour, hopefully, later this year.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much, Max.
All right, take care.
Music from Anthrax and more up next.